Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
April Ryan is White House correspondent and Washington Bureau Chief for American Urban Radio Network. She's filling in for the ailing Roland Martin. Good morning, April. Thank you
good
for
morning, Tom.
Filling in for Roland.
Yeah, we hope he feels better, but like Jay said, it caught up with him. But anyway, moving on. It is Financial Literacy Month, and with us this morning to help us with our pocketbooks is Alfred Edmond Jr. He is Senior VP Editor-at-Large at Black Enterprise and the host of Money Matters on American Urban Radio Networks and the co-host of Grown Zone. Hello, Alfred Edmond Jr.
Hey, how you doing, April?
Good morning, Alfred.
I hope Roland feels better, too.
Yes. We send out our condolences, not condolences, but our support for him to get well.
Exactly.
Well, let's cut to the chase. Why should we say no to looking, quote, hood rich and living poor? Isn't perception a part of the equation of building wealth?
Unfortunately, it really isn't. It's one of the results, sometimes, appearances of building wealth. But what you have to understand is, and what I've learned over my years at Black Enterprise and as a host of Money Matters, is that if you have financial education, but it's not accompanied with emotional awareness or personal growth, it does not result in better financial choices. And all you got to do is look at all the broke celebrities, and then you see like every month or every week there's a new broke celebrity, to realize that merely having more money and having a better financial education does not result and better financial choices unless you deal with the underlying emotional and personal growth issues of handling money.
So you're saying it's a mind thing?
Yeah, if you can't get your money right, if you can't get your mind right. And then part of the goal of the Grown Zone multimedia initiative that I do in partnership with Zara Green is to get to the underlying emotional and personal growth issues that cause us to continue to make poor financial decisions even when we supposedly know better. So we know better, but we're not always doing better, and that results in even the hardship that came out of this last recession of people getting their homes foreclosed on, filing bankruptcy, going into debt with their credit cards, even though we know that those things aren't the right things for us financially.
Well, Alfred, there's a lot of emotion when it comes to money and family, and you say do not lend money to family. I mean, they've been there for us. Won't they pay us back?
The truth is they often won't. And because they're friends and family, they often feel like they shouldn't have to. And we have to really be very honest about this with ourselves. Most of the time when we get in trouble with money is when we're trying to buy things that money can't buy. The obedience of our children, loyalty from family and friends, self-esteem, the approval of others. And whether we're dealing with our children, with family and friends, or unfortunately with love interests, because a lot of us do really stupid things when we think we're in love, and we throw away the playbook of financial education when we get emotionally involved. And so, again, a big part of what we try to do with the Grown Zone, as well as on my Off My Chest blog for Black Enterprise and for Money Matters, is to get to those emotional issues that make us do stupid, stupid stuff.
So in the last few seconds, what is the best thing we could do right now in a bad economy to invest and grow our wealth?
Well, the main two things is, one, to save your at least 10% of your income and to get out of debt. I mean, you really need to focus on that. And that may mean saying no to children, family, and friends. And you can go to GrownZoneA2Z.com to learn more about our Grown Zone Financial Literacy Program.
All right. Alfred Edmond Jr. of Black Enterprise, thank you so much for talking to us about financial literacy and Financial Literacy Month.